we accept the report. The inspectors came and saw what they saw, and we're not in dispute about what they saw at all. So, you know, we accept it for what it is, because it's a true and accurate record of that photo snapshot on the couple of days that they were there. And it showed many of the issues that we've got, issues that have increased for us since the pandemic and through the pandemic. And so we'd already started putting lots of measures in place to make a difference. And I'll talk about some of those if you like. But for instance, as you know yourself, John, we'd recruited Andy Booth. At long last, we've recruited a head teacher of real quality who's committed to stay on the island, really committed to stay for the long haul, as you know, which is fantastic. We'd recruited him because we knew of these issues that had emerged for us, had amplified for us through the pandemic and through the lockdown. We've recruited a whole new elite senior leadership team, and we've restructured the leadership team, and we've done all of that before the Ofsted report, before the Ofsted visit took place. So whereas when the Ofsted team came, they knew, and the report will say, they could see that we put in place measures for the future, they still had to take the snapshot on that day.
And what did they find?
What they found was a whole number of issues related to poor attendance, very low attendance, related to not enough staff, teachers there, an over-reliance on supply teachers, related to not being able to teach some of the core subjects as well as we should be doing because of the over-reliance on supply teachers, et cetera, et cetera. So it was that mix of issues and more, but those are the core ones that they saw. Those are the core ones that we knew about and were talking to the Department for Education about, and were making progress on, you know, in terms of rebuilding post the pandemic. But in one sense, the report came, we think if the report come 3 or 4 months on, they would have seen a different picture. But that was the situation on those days, and that's what we're rebuilding through. So we've got a whole action plan in place, which most of which we had in place before the inspection took place, because we knew those were the issues we needed to address. But we've now got that action plan ready to submit to the DfE. That's where we are.